Mr. Jenkins, what can I do for you, madam?
I'm afraid I have some rather alarming news for you. It's about your son, Bruno.
Bruno? What about him?
What's the little blighter been up to now? Raiding the kitchen, I suppose.
It's a bit worse than this.
Worse?
Do you think we might go somewhere more private so I can tell you about it?
Private? Why do we have to be private?
This is not an easy thing for me to explain. I'd much rather we all went up to your room and shut down before I tell you any more.
I don't want to go up to my room.
No, we're quite comfortable here. Thank you very much.
Kindly state your business and leave us alone.
Oh, we really can't talk in here. There are too many people. This is a rather personal and delicate matter.
I'll talk or I dashed won't want to, madam. Now come on, out with it.
There's no need for rudeness.
If Bruno's broken a window or smashed your spectacles, then I'll pay for the damage. I'm not budging from this seat.
People are staring.
I don't care. I've got a demand for Bruno.
Where is Bruno, anyway?
Tell him to come here and see me.
He's here already. He's in my handbag.
What the heck do you mean he's in your handbag?
Are you trying to be funny?
But there's nothing funny about this. Your son has suffered a rather unfortunate mishap.
He's always suffering mishaps.
He suffers from overeating and then he suffers from wind.
You should hear him after supper. Sounds like a brass band.
A good dose of castor oil soon puts him right.
I do think it might be better if we went somewhere private before you meet him in his present state.
The woman's mad. Tell her to go away, dear.
The plain fact is, your son Bruno has been drastically altered.
Altered? What the devil do you mean, altered?
Go away, you silly old woman.
I am trying to tell you as gently as I can that Bruno really is here in my handbag. My own grandson actually saw him doing it to him.
Saw who doing what to him, for heaven's sake?
Saw the witches turn him into a mouse.
Call the manager, dear. Have this mad woman thrown out of the hotel.
Right then. I will show you. Bruno! Where are you?
I'm open.
She lifts Bruno out of the bag and dumps him on the small table between Mr. and Mrs. Jenkins.
Ah! 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 Oh! Oh! It's a mouse! Get away! I can't stand the
beast! Bruno!
You nasty, cheeky old woman!
Oh, no, don't flap your newspaper at him. You'll knock him off the table.
Get out of here and take that filthy mouse with you.
Oh, come along, Bruno. Back into the handbag. Well, I did my best.
You couldn't have done more, Grandma.
Why on earth didn't you speak up and tell your father who you were, Bruno?
I said my mouthful.
You never stop eating.
I'm hungry.
What a very disagreeable little boy you are.
Not boy, mouse.
Quite right, my darling, but we don't have time to worry about that at the moment. We have plans to make. In about half an hour, the witches will be going down to the dining room for supper.
Yes.
And every one of them has to be given a dose of Formula 86 delayed action mouse maker.
Yes.
How on earth are we going to do that?
I think you're forgetting that a mouse can go places where a human being can't.
That is quite right. But even a mouse can't go creeping around on the tabletop, carrying a bottle and sprinkling potion all over a witch's roast beef without being spotted.
I wasn't going to do it in the dining room.
Then where?
In the kitchen, while the food is being prepared.
My darling child, I do believe that turning you into a mouse has doubled your brain power.
A little mouse can run round in the kitchen among the pots and pans, and if he's careful, no one will ever see him.
Brilliant! By golly, I think we've got it.
The only thing is, how will I know which food is theirs?
Well, you certainly don't want to put it in the wrong saucepan.
I would turn all the other guests into mice by mistake. And you as well, Grandmama.
You're just going to have to creep into the kitchen, find a good hiding place, then wait and listen.
What for?
For a clue from the cooks. When there is a big party to cater for, they usually prepare the food separately.
Right. That's what I'll have to do.
It's going to be very dangerous.
I know.
Nobody welcomes a mouse in the kitchen. If they see you, they'll squash you to death.
I won't let them see me.
Well, don't forget you'll be carrying the bottle. You won't be nearly so quick and nippy.
I can run quite fast with the bottle in my arms.
What about unscrewing the top?
Where is it? Let me try. If I put all my strength into it,